Cheyenne, Wyoming was one of the towns known as Hell on Wheels for its wild railroad boomtown beginnings. You can still find some of that history here, as well as much that impacts the present-day rail industry. I'll take you to a place that retells that story next on The American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
As the Union Pacific Railroad laid tracks westward in the latter half of the 1860s on a mission to link the nation by rail, one man saw the promise in this location as an important site for the company.
The location for the city of Cheyenne was chosen by Grenfell Dodge, Union Pacific surveyor of the Transcontinental Railroad in 1867.
As Christy McCarthy explains, Dodge found a water source here and a manageable grade for the tracks to get over the mountains. A rail headquarters was developed to maintain the Union Pacific's equipment. Some of those buildings still exist.
The roundhouse and the steam shop set on the back side of the depot. The steam shop holds the Big Boy 4014.
Christy is referring to the Big Boy locomotives. Only 25 were built, all for the Union Pacific. The 4014 still tours the nation at times, and its home base is here. But you can see another one in this town year-round.
We have the 4004 that's at a park in town. It's immobilized, so it does not move, but it has a fence around it, and you can still take pictures with it and see it, and it gives you all of the Cheyenne Railroad feels that you need.
Those Big Boy locomotives had the power to traverse the mountains from Cheyenne to Utah. The old depot here, where we did this interview, took 2 years to construct and was completed in 1887. It has been restored and houses a railroad museum. There are tours on select dates of the Union Pacific Steam Shop, which is a real treat. The town's beginnings were sometimes known as Hell on Wheels, as the town boomed on the initial rail building. Visitors can get a glimpse of some of that history and see some of the ongoing railroad in the present with a stop here. Traveling the countryside in Cheyenne, Wyoming, I'm Andrew McCrae.